welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a little talk about faith and how to integrate our faith into the different areas of our lives. On this show, we like to share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still skeptic or still checking out faith. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we like to do on this show, share the Word. And we pray that God will open your hearts to receive the word today and also give you eyes to see and ears to hear. Amen. We have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes now. We also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we'd love to pray for you. And you can just email us through the website. Again, it's everydayfaithradio.com. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Piedmont Master Gardener's latest Garden Basics free workshop will be held on Saturday, September 15th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Trinity Episcopal Church. Pre-registration is required by emailing your name to info@piedmontmastergardeners.org. The Southern Steel Classic Car Club and North Garden Volunteer Fire Department invite you to the 5th Annual Rods and Reels Car Show on September 15th at 10 a.m. at Cutright Lake on Route 29 South. On Saturday, September 29th, Women's Health Awareness Celebration, Stay Healthy, Be Happy, Be Active, will be held at Mount Zion First African Baptist Church from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. There will be free health screenings and women's health topics will be discussed. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program, back with us, Conley Gillum. Conley, thanks so much for coming back on the show.
Thank you, Jeff. You know, it is my joy to be here.
It's great. It's awesome to have you here. And just in case some of our listeners don't know about your ministry, could you just kind of give us an outline of what you're doing these days?
Sure. I work for an organization called The Navigators, and I get to do a variety of things with a variety of adults in the workplace and in the community. I speak, I write, I mentor, I disciple, a whole bunch of different things, lots locally as well as nationally and a little bit internationally.
What are you writing about these days?
Well, actually, we have a book in the works, a contract with Nav Press. My friend Paula Reinhart and I have a book coming out, tentatively titled, this is the working title right now, Exhale, Embracing the Goodness of God in a Culture of Chaos.
I think I need that right now.
I know. Actually, seriously, I get feedback on that title. People say, that's what I'm hungry for. That's what I'm longing for.
I heard a big resounding amen from the rest of my coworkers. I mean, it's nothing huge, but we're moving locations from one office to another. And, you know, moving just creates stress. And there's just stress and stress. And so, you know, you have this, everybody kind of builds up to this, and then all of a sudden, you know, people freak out over
nothing.
There's
always some explosion. There's always some explosion.
Yes. So I think an exhale would be very appropriate.
Well, in all seriousness, the stress at a personal level like that, and then we live in a culture with a lot of stress and a lot of chaos. Hard to make sense of all the data that comes towards us all the time. And the whole idea that in the midst of the crazy, there's actually a good God who we can know and be embraced by, and that can enable us to exhale. That counts for a lot.
Wow. So I have so much I want to talk to you about, but I have a feeling I'm on park here on your Exhale book.
Yeah.
In the world of social media and iPhones and cell phones and so forth, and I'm not trying to ruin your book or give away the plot, but is part of it because we have, there's so much of an instantaneous response. Let me give you an example. The listeners know that I'm a real estate broker, and in real estate, if somebody contacts you, let's say through Zillow, a lot of our listeners know Zillow. It's the biggest portal to look at beautiful homes. And if you see a home that you want to see, you contact the listing agent. And when you get that contact, you have no more than 6 minutes to respond, or they say that that potential shopper will move on.
Right.
And so as real estate brokers, we're like on high alert all the time, right? Because when you get that, if you're at minute seven, well, you've just lost the sale.
Yeah, that's a great example. And I think, I mean, there's a small discrete example of data that's demanding a response. Mm-hmm. There's like a chronic influx of data through social media, clearly, through regular things like TV and radio, and through just the transience of people coming and going in and out of all of our lives all the time. Mm. And that is, I think, for people's brains, it like fries a lot of our brains.
Yes.
And as a result, things don't happen well relationally and in our interior lives and our relationship with God, because there's so much data coming in, we can't process it all.
And it just creates this sense, at least in my business, of everybody's running around frantic, because you have your traditional phone calls and voicemails that you need to kind of stay on top of that. And then, of course, you roll right into your emails, and gosh, they can back up quickly. And now we move into our texts, and then you have all this private messaging that these different apps provide, particularly in with something like Zillow that I mentioned. And again, you have to stay on top of all of those platforms if you want to be successful in this business. Or you could just take your phone and heave it.
Right. Which, of course, most people have probably thought about, and some of us done by mistake along the way. No, seriously, I think that is the hunger then that so many of us have, is like a place and a space with people we care about and feel cared for by, to exhale.
Yeah.
I mean, we are longing for that. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as you and I have talked about before, that fundamental primal exhale is going to come and emerge first and foremost out of our knowledge of God.
Yeah.
In Christ. Like, it begins there, and then we can start to take that exhale into our relationships, into our workplace, into our neighborhood, into our families. Kind of see how that flows.
And you just bring you bring the spirit of God with you when you exhale. I'm starting to get your book.
Yeah.
When you exhale, and then if you're able to inhale, on the inhale, if you're able to breathe in some of the word or some of the promises of God. So out with the stress and in with the word.
Yeah, that's actually a very good mental picture. Breathe out the ugly, because we're taking in the goodness of God.
I'm wondering if our listeners would be okay if I just did that right now, because I just said, yes, out, and do not be anxious about anything, but in everything through prayer, petition, and with thanksgiving, present your requests to the Lord, and the peace of God, that's the dividend.
That's what you
get out of it, of God.
I'm thinking earlier, we were just talking about, you know, you don't like to talk about it, but so I'll talk about it. Your soccer career back in the day at UVA, and part of it as an athlete, if you could not actually just stop at some point and take some deep breaths, you couldn't keep going.
This is a good analogy.
And that really is the analogy, that in a way we are all like athletes out in the game. And what does it take to actually get that space where you can take in those deep breaths, breathe in deep, exhale. And then, in a sense, God, not to make this too like folksy, but God's like the coach. He's like, get back in the game, baby.
Right. But I can tell you, in my industry, what is more challenging is that we don't want to get out of the game for fear. What am I going to miss? What's going to happen to the office? I can't take a day off. And so you get kind of anchored in, and it becomes you need that spiritual coach to tap you on the shoulder and say it's right. Time for a little renewal.
Right. Why don't you come take a little seat on the bench? And actually, when you said for fear, like we're scared to not respond within that 6 minutes for fear. What if I lose this client? Right. What if I lose this deal? Mm-hmm. What if? And I do think right now, because of all the crazy in our culture, faith actually looks like courage. Faith actually looks like having the courage to say no to some things. Mm-hmm. It looks like the courage to let some things go. Mm. It looks like the courage to actually believe, wow, my Heavenly Father really does own the cattle on a thousand hills and actually can provide for me even if I drop a ball.
Yes. Amen. Well, and isn't that what walking by faith is all about?
It is. The temptation, I think, my temptation is to think, God will really help me out if I can get it fixed and under control. That is my temptation. Like, that's actually what I secretly believe 9/10 of the time. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with faith. Mm. Faith actually is starting with, He is good and for me and will provide. And then I obey and follow in what He has for me.
I have a question for you. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we have our special guest, Conley Gillum, who has a number of ministries, but she's most notably with the Navigators, which I'll get to more on the Navigators later in the program. Love that organization. Really had a tremendous impact on my life. But here's a question that just popped into my mind. What, in your experience, are most common distractions that keep you from exhaling and spending time with God? What comes to mind for you? Like, what comes about in your day that you say, you know, I want to spend time with God? And I'm just wondering for our listeners who say, yeah, that sounds great, Jeff and Conley. You guys get to spend time praying and reading the Word, but I have such and such.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff, that is a great question. And at the risk of, like, beating the dead horse, I do think that the data that comes across my email feed and my computer and my phone, I mean, that is probably the biggest distraction to me. Mm-hmm. And then, somebody will send an email and then I'll have some link, and then I'll go and I'll just follow the link. Mm-hmm. And then in that link, there'll be like three other links, and I'll follow those links. And then 22 minutes has gone by and I haven't done my work.
Right.
I haven't interacted meaningfully with another person. It's not like been sitting praying to God. I've just been following links. Mm-hmm. It's very informal and seems very innocent, but that can actually be one of the biggest distractions for me.
And so then my question to follow up on that is, if you get into spiritual warfare, all right, so the enemy wants to keep you from spending time with God.
Yeah.
And so maybe the enemy comes disguised in my Instagram account.
Right. Well, and this is, I remember the first time I got a smartphone, I thought, I can't believe people, you know, sleep next to their smartphones. This is 8 years ago or something. I thought, that's just, ugh, who would want that there? Well, my temptation, first thing I get up, is to look and see, did someone text me or do I have an email?
What did I miss?
What did I miss? What happened in the night that, you know, it's like what I think I'm going to win the lottery or something? I don't know what it is. So actually part of my practice is to, with my cup of coffee, is to come into God's presence intentionally before I scroll through my emails, scroll through my texts and respond. It sounds so small, but that decision done daily actually helps create some of that space to take that exhale and inhale the presence of God.
I like it a lot. You know, my wife of 29 years, Dr. Mo Gaffney, of course, is longtime friends with Conley Gillum, our guest today on Everyday Faith Radio. And we have this thing, you know, whenever I look over in the night and her cell phone is lit up and she's tapping away at an email, I'm like, don't do it. Don't send that. You'll be sorry.
It is so seductive. And I want to talk more about this maybe after our break. But I've been thinking recently how the things that pull on us have this power because they promise to, like, satisfy or complete.
Complete. I love that word. They promise
us
completion.
Yeah, like, somehow, if I can just read this text,
oh my gosh,
my soul will be complete. I mean, intellectually, I know that's bogus, but in the moment, that's how it works on the inside of me.
Yes, and I am such a checklist addict. That if, you know, something goes unread or the checklist is the box is empty, I can't find peace unless it's completed.
Right. And dude, you can never get completion in this culture.
No chance.
Because there'll be a thousand other things asking for your attention. It's a futile quest.
Well, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with our guest, Conley Gillum. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Don't miss the 26th annual Taste of the Mountains Main Street Festival in Madison, Saturday, September 1st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Free admission and free shuttles and parking available at the Madison County High School. The fourth annual Virginia Food Truck Battle is Sunday, September 2nd at Augusta Expo. The Food Truck Battle is a fundraiser for the Maddie Project. All proceeds from this event are going to help families battling pediatric cancer in Augusta and surrounding counties. You are invited to enjoy a great day of professional growth, development, and networking at the Charlottesville SHRM Annual Conference, September 11th from 8 to 5 p.m. at Farmington Country Club. For more info, visit www.sevillesHRM.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Conley Gillum. Conley's back with us. She's with the Navigators, and I love your ministry and everything that you're doing. I want to join the Navigators. I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to go travel with you guys.
Love it.
But Conley, the question that I really wanted to get to today is, in 2018, what kind of lessons have you learned, kind of spiritually or faith lessons or life lessons that you'd be willing to share with our listeners? 2018, what's on the docket for you?
Well, 2018's not over yet, but so far in 2018, when you say lessons, the first word that comes to my mind is wisdom. And that actually, and this ties in with our previous conversation, that there's so much information that comes to us. We're not short on information, but we're short on the capacity to wisely use and wisely apply that information. I've been spending a lot of time in Proverbs lately, and what I've realized is that God's incredibly practical. There really is. There's input on, I was thinking about all the W's recently on wine and women or men, relationships, the words that we use, the wealth that we have, and that part of the journey of faith is actually being men and women who seek the wisdom of God in all the things we're doing. And not because it always turns it into a home run. I've been in the process of trying to find this place to live, and I believe I've been seeking God. And the rental place turned out to have black mold. The place I was going to buy turned out to have water in the basement, fell through. But increasingly through this whole like housing search, I've realized my prayers are switching to say, God, give me wisdom about where I live. Give me wisdom about my choices. And beginning to believe that actually God will honor that. And that is a lot of what we should be seeking.
So does that help keep you away from a frustrating experience?
Yes. Well, of course, you're a human being, so you can be frustrated. But it is, I think what it does, it keeps me away from having to believe I have to understand and control everything. Because that can make you depressed. It can make you anxious. Can make you angry at God when things don't work out. And instead, it keeps me centered saying, God, I need wisdom for the next steps. And it keeps me much more centered in the present, much more available in the now, and much more willing to respond to the Spirit's leading, even through hard things.
Let me ask you a follow-up question on that. What if one of our listeners was found themselves, they don't like the position that they're in, and they want to learn how to put the car in reverse and kind of back out of that driveway, if you can use that as an analogy. How do I get out of this terrible situation and really kind of get my life back on track? Is there any wisdom that comes to you as I ask that question?
Well, actually, two things come to my mind. Is actually three. The first is to ask God for his help. Mm. Like, he cannot resist a humble invitation.
Oh.
I mean, I think that Jesus comes running. I actually really believe that. There's something humble in our hearts that said, I am either stuck, I'm in a dead end, I've screwed things up. I mean, however you got to where you are is actually secondary.
Mm-hmm.
With to say from that place, help.
Yeah.
I think he comes running like crazy. Mm-hmm. And then the other two things that come to my mind are spend time in the stories of Jesus, because somehow hanging out with him by reading his stories, it's like hanging out with a person.
Right.
They have an influence on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally starting to, if you need wisdom about your relationship, if you need wisdom about the nature of work, if you need wisdom about how to connect with the people in your family, whatever it might be, actually going to God's word and starting to study it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds kind of basic, and yet it really does change things.
Yes, it does. Yes, that's great advice. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and our guest today is Conley Gillum. Conley, one of the lessons that I've learned, and I mentioned this on the program last week, and I keep coming back to this. We had Father Nick Redman on the program a few weeks ago, and he kept talking about the love of God, the love of the Father, but then he coined it for me so it really settled in. He talked about the patient love of the Father. And so that has not, I haven't been able to shake that, because I'm so unpatient, impatient, not patient, and I'm just the opposite. When particularly, you know, ask my family, when in times when you really need to be patient, I don't have it. I know where to get it as a result of that. But just basking in and enjoying the patient love. And for that listener who finds themselves in the wrong driveway or in life, realizing, as you said earlier, about how the Lord won't deny somebody who comes with a, is it a contrite heart? What does he say?
It does talk about a contrite heart.
The Psalms talk about a contrite heart and humility,
and a
humble spirit, I guess it is.
I mean, I think most of us feel like we have to get our act together in some way.
Clean yourself up.
Yeah. And that can look different ways. For that person, it means like stop X, Y, and Z behaviors or make sure you start doing these things, A, B, and C. And not that there's not good in that, but that actually it really is our admission of our brokenness and our sin and our neediness. I mean, somebody was saying, it's so interesting, you think the metaphor that God uses for Christ and the church, for Jesus and the church, is marriage between a man and a woman. And normally when people are getting married, they bring their best self. And yet in this marriage, so to speak, we're actually most eligible for the marriage when we show up as our worst self. It's actually when we show up to Jesus as much more of the disaster that is integral to who we are than show up in our fanciest tuxedo or bridal gown.
So I really want to emphasize that to our listeners, because you really articulated that well, Conley Gillum, that when we're at a disaster moment, as you just phrased it, when you're at a disaster moment, you're most eligible.
Yes, you're most eligible. It's totally backwards to how anything happens.
Yeah.
In our culture, like, where do you see somebody posting on their Instagram account that, oh, here's me at like my most sort of pathetic,
right?
You know, oh, here's me when I was just basically gross.
Right.
I want to advertise. Like, that's not what we do. We like position and spin and offer our most kind of eligible looking, sexiest, hottest, most appealing self publicly. And it's the exact inverse that Jesus says, oh my gosh, I can't resist that.
Wow. So maybe to our believers that are listening, maybe we should tune into that a little bit more. And when we encounter somebody who's in the middle of the disaster of their life, maybe the encouragement that we should share is that great news.
Yes.
You are incredibly eligible to have an encounter with Jesus.
That's a great way of putting it. It is great news versus, ooh, you're scaring me with all your creepy disaster issues, you know? Right. It's like, actually, could I even believe that? If I'm a believer, do I actually have that confidence?
Yeah.
Or instead, do I think, oh, your stuff is kind of icky and you're kind of in a bad space?
Right.
But instead, could I actually believe what the scriptures teach and what I say believe, that in fact you are so eligible and the Lord of the universe is actually crazy about you as you are right now.
Right. So just take a pause, take a knee, and cry out to Jesus.
Yeah.
You've won the spiritual lottery.
And nobody thinks or talks that way, but it's actually reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Other lessons that you want to share with us? We're winding up the show here, Conley. I have one or two more that I want to toss at you.
But let's roll with it.
All right. So I'm going to go kind of quick hit style. So this year it has really brought home from Genesis 50:20 what the enemy meant for bad, God will use for good. I've seen that again and again thematically throughout the year. I've seen and experienced Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Mm-hmm. And this is a confession. My mother's listening to the show, so she knows this. She knows this about me. I've seen and experienced the God who provides again and again and again, and yet I wake up the next day and I doubt that it's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. Even after all that trail of all the provision behind me, I wake up and I scream in frustration because it's not happening the way that I thought it should happen.
Yep. Jeff, my brother, welcome to being a human being.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's why faith is actually faith. Uh-huh. And it's not just get your thinking straight and then cruise on the groove track.
Mm.
It actually is the thing we have to practice today, and all we get is enough for today, and then we got to practice it again tomorrow. And the only thing that can make me just not totally be like, oh, I know you helped me yesterday, but who's to say about tomorrow, because I don't really trust you for tomorrow. You're just really good for yesterday.
Right. Have I used it all up?
Yeah, did I? Yeah, I used up all my faith and it's over. Is to actually to come back to God, are you good? You are good. Let me back it out from there. And I mean, it sounds so basic, but I think at the end of the day, the only way through the journey is real basically.
Mm-hmm. I have one other lesson that I really need to hit on. Last week, we had my friend Ingo Curl on the show. He's a locksmith. He and his wife own a business, Cavalier Lock. Great business in town if you need a locksmith in your new home. Get new keys and everything. I asked him, I said, tell me how you came to faith in Jesus. He said, about 15 years ago, somebody invited me to church, and he had asked me a few times, and I was like, well, what'd you hear in church? What'd they say? I don't know. I just went to church, and things changed for me, and I got a new heart as a result of this. And so for me, one of the lessons of 2018 is the simplicity of inviting somebody to church. Yes. How often I forget, how often I fail. But Conley, I'm out of time, and I didn't get to ask you the last question. But I have a prayer for you and your family and Raed. Thank you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you all for joining us. Conley, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure, Jeff.